Point of No Return, 7:02 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. The station wants you to know that it takes more than good grades to get into college. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org today. This is brought to you by the American Council on Education, the Lumina Foundation, the Ad Council, and the students here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, that's it. Done my deed for the night. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Backing me up again this month's backing track, Isaac Hayes and Cafe Reggio's from the Shaft soundtrack. Just heard Dickie Treadway and the Salados do 1 to 10, originally released on the TSM label 1967. I got off the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 3. Before that, Dritz and Dravy. I don't know whether it was Dritz or Dravy. Dr. John was part of that. Originally released on another record company in 1963. Talk That Talk Part 1. I got off the compilation Wildsville. Came out in 2000 on the Mature label from Australia. Pancho Villa and the Bandits did Ain't That Bad. Off the compilation Whippin' On 'Em came out in 1990 on Candy. Originally released on the PV label in 1963. For that, the Marauders, one of, I don't know, 5 billion bands called the Marauders in the 1960s, did Warning. Released on the Heads label in 1965. I got it off of the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 8, came out in 1995 on Crypt. And before that, we kicked off the set with the Crying Strings from Germany and Boo Boo Badoo. Track originally released on the Keystone label there in 1967. I got off the compilation Beat on the Krauts, Star Club Hamburg Volume 2, came out in 1990 on Romulan. Anyway, we got about 55 minutes to go, a little more than that, maybe seconds more than that, really. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
me know, for Christ's sake.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Baby, gonna surf, 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 surf with you.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna surf all night, gonna surf all the way to school.
Oh no.
Whoa, oh, oh, surf in school. League is dry now.
Let's go.
Oh yeah. Let's make it to the together.
DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Well, you call me your baby when you hold. Just don't understand. Well, you say that you need me like the ocean needs sand, but the way you mistreat me, I just don't understand.
I must be dreaming.
We'll be right back.
lovey-dovey all night long, but all right.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And you just heard Los Diamantes, Dinamitas, Del Twist, and Oye Colotigo, I think. I got off the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 2, originally released on the Tropical label, unknown date. I got it, and then before that, Anne Margaret from 1961, and I Just Don't Understand. Came out in 1961 on RCA Victor. Well, that went out to Darlene, that old server girl. King Usinowitz and his Usinowitz Tones and Surfin' School, originally released on the One Shot label, unknown date. Probably has a fake label, but anyway, I got it off that compilation, The Big Itch, Volume 1. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, The Doors and Lover Madly from the LA Woman album, came out in 1971 on Elektra. And we kicked it off with the Beatlemaids and Who Can I Believe? Came out on the Girls in the Garage compilation, Volume 5, originally released on Diplomat in 1963, which you find a little bit hard to believe because the Beatles didn't break until about 4 or 5 months later. But hey, you know, who's going to, you know, details. A shout out to Sherry Clare out in Detroit. Thank you for listening. As over the past year, the Desperate Hours, after, I don't know, 6 years in the air, starting to gain a little bit of traction, which is always nice. Anyway, let me get right back into it. One more talk break, and then we can put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
Some guy, that's what she said. Some guy, when I spoke to her before, she said. she said, you'll see. That's what she said, you'll see. She's gonna phone you, wait and see. She has a view.
This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
world of rain. Though you may go from rags to riches, you still wind up in rags. No matter what the crazy switch is, the answer's in the bag. Like old man River keeps it rolling. Ain't old Jamala doesn't rock. The Scooby sound was off forever.
Hey there, children. This is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show. You are listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
I'll never be heavy unless I'm heavy with you. I give you the world if you wanted me to. But when I see you with him, I'll never be happy. I'll never be happy. I'll never be happy. I'll never be happy until your heart is mine. If you'd only
of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch. Let me tell you what I just played. You just heard the Scramblers and Go Jalera Go, originally released on the RV label 1965. I got off the It's a Go-Go World compilation. Came out in 2004 in Psychedelic. The Barons before that, and I'll Never Be Happy. Originally released on the Torch label in 1965. I got off the compilation, Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 2. Came out in 2004. Norton before that, Rags by TJ Timber, originally released on the Southern Sound label in 1961. I got off the compilation Bug Out Volume 1, came out in 1991 on the Candy label. Before that, The Shane, They Gotta Hold On. They were from the Netherlands, released in Philips in 1967. I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation The V-Lips Greatest Hits, came out on Frisbee in 1999. For that, Tioga by The American Dream, a track originally released on the Demic label in 1968. I got off the compilation Everything You Always Wanted to Know About 60s Mind Expansive Punkadelic Garage Rock Instrumentals But Were Afraid to Ask. Came out in 1993 on ARF ARF. And we kicked it off with The Rokes, who were from England but had a great career in Italy in the 60s and early 70s. She Asks of You, a track originally released on the ARC label in Italy in 1964. I got off the compilation Pebbles Volume 12, the CD version. Anyway, as I'm usually remiss, let me get some shouts in here. Oh, damn. Figures. Oh, here we go. Let's go. Oh, geez, we picked up a couple of people. Melissa Ann, Skybar, whose show Rising, 8 to 9, every Tuesday night, right here at MFO. Bertro, Scott Gorky, Darren Brennessel from Rochester, Big K, Brendan, Mike Murray, who show Whole Lot of Shaking, is from 4 to 6 each and every Saturday afternoon over on differentradio.org. Let's see. And then Smitty, who's turning a lot of people onto the show, and Cal Cali as well. Thank you. Sherry, as I mentioned before. Bonnie, MJ Quirk, Darlene and Joe. Darlene and Joe Lacey, who I consider... and are, actually. They contribute a lot of content. The associate producers of this very broadcast, Gregory Moore, John Tremblay, who show every other Friday night from 10 to 12, In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee on WNMC, Traverse City. I don't think it's tomorrow night, but they will have one on the 17th. So check that out. Robbie White from Forbidden Alliance, WOWD, in Tacoma Park, Maryland, and that is on Sundays from 9 to 12. Ron Beal, Laura Taylor, Tommy out in Stockholm in the middle of the night, and Jacques as well in Paris, Schmel Herbie, and Donna Murray. Now, who was interested in going? Let's see. I don't know how you pulled it off, Darren, but you know what? You're both interested in going. I've never been able to do that. Rod Strickland, Lisa Smith-Brook in Austin, Texas. I know she loves it when South by Southwest is in town. Mike Newman, who has Mike on the mic from 7 to 10, or 7 to 9, 7 to 10, 7 to 9 on Saturday mornings. My old slot for Coffee and Smokes, Jennifer Higgins, and Xander Don't. Yes, saw you perform back in the day, but you're way out on the other coast. Anyway, why don't we get back in and we'll bring this old girl home? Yes, I do have some queued up. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
it won't show.
Staying right here, having fun as usual.
Years from now, when you talk about this, and you will, be kind.
'57 and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, would-have-could-have, and never worse in the 50s through this early century. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Just heard a band called The Jagged Edge, previously unreleased Acetate from 1965, and Gonna Find My Way Got off the compilation Holler for My Darling. Came out in 2000 on Teenage Shutdown. Before that, the Rolling Ramsaxes, Did You Hurt Me So? Got it off of a compilation, Garage Punk's Unknowns Part 2, the CD. Originally released on the Boot Label in 1966. Before that, the Jabbers did You're Gonna Love Me Too. Came out on Dearborn in 1965, but I ain't gonna lie, got off of Highs in the mid-60s. Volume 5 came out in 1983 on AIP. Wayne Pav and the Orphans, before that, did Oh Mona, channeling Bo Diddley, and off the Pav label, 1967. I got off the compilation Bad Vibrations Volume 3, came out 2000 on Fossil, and we kicked it off with the Go-Getters and Have You For My Own from the Nobody to Love compilation. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown, originally released on the Cheer label in 1965. I don't know if that's a classic blasting Cheer label. Anyway, I want to leave you off with something everybody knows, because it's been one of those nights. My name is Alex. A pleasure was mine. Take care.